We have here a shir and a very interesting sugya. I have to make a disclaimer. I prepared the shir. I try not to look at any of the more modern svarim. And the ma'isa, after I prepared what I wanted to say, I did look around a little bit and I did find a particular sefer that said almost, I didn't read it that carefully, but it sounded like he was saying almost the same thing, or very similar. So I don't know, I kept that disclaimer. But there is a sefer, Biurim V'Yunim, he does seem to say almost the same thing. But I did not look at it beforehand, and I'm sure he did not remember it. But okay, well, I think our Mar Mikhaev eyes are a little better. Kiyas is a little better. Okay. The ma'aseh, the goal of the shir is a simple goal, is we have a taisis. What we need is just the very beginning of taisis. Taisis is kasha and its answer. There is two questions on taisis's question. What's taisis's question? There should be a simple answer. Rabbi Chanan asks his question. It's quoted really in the Kobet Sa'aris, the original place. That's his Rabbi Chanan Sefer on Yevamis, which he printed in his lifetime. In the back of the Kobe Sa'aris, he brings this. And then it was reprinted later, since it really doesn't go on Yevamis, they reprinted it in this Sefer Kobe's Ma'amar. And then there's the Maram Shif as a different answer. So both Rabbi Chanan and the Maram Shif have answers to Typhus's question. So the problem, they don't understand Typhus's kasha. So the goal of this year, just trying to set it up so we know clearly what we're doing, the goal of this year is to answer Rav Elchanan and the Ram Shif's kasha. Mainly Rav Elchanan, it's the easiest one to work with, and the Ram Shif too. The structure of this year means how are we going to go about trying to answer that kasha, is we're going to try and analyze one basic point, and that is, what is the Chiddush that Tavis is switching between his Havamina and Maskana. Meaning, in the words of Taisus, there's definitely a switch. Tavis and his Havamina assumed that based on our Gemara, a person, at least Bipshia, cannot be Masik himself. And Taisus, in his answer, is Mechadesh, apparently, Pashup Shan and Taisus, that Vadai, a person could be masik himself. So there's a switch. Havamina thought he couldn't. Maskana thought he can. I don't say it's a question, but the kuda that I want to base the whole share around is, what is the switch in Havana? Why did Tavis in his Havamina, I mean, I know why Tavis thought there's a mashmos in our Gemara, but how did Tavis understand in logic in his Havamina, why you cannot be masik yourself? And what logic is Taifus switching that causes him that now he understands that you could be masik yourself? So that's going to be the main point of the shir, to figure out the switch in logic between the Havamina and Maskana. And hopefully, by understanding the switch in the logic and the Hamaskana, will be able to answer Rav Elchanan and the Ram Shif's kasha. Okay, just to review Pashup Shat, Pashup Shat and Taisus, and what's the Ram Shif and the Marsha's and the Rav Elchanan's kasha. For Pashup Shat and Taisus, Taisus and his Hamina thought, based on our Gemara, the Gemara says, Akobi de Shemayim, Chutz Misinu Apachin, it's mashma that a person cannot be masik himself. What would be the logic? Why can't the person be masik himself? So the simple pshat is because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with Hashgacha Pratis, and Hashem gives people things, whatever they deserve, what's coming to them, and that's Hashgacha Pratis. So therefore, you can't change it. If Hashem feels that you should have things good, or Hashem feels you should have things bad, it's not, there's a reason why, you know, it's that way, because of your mitzvahs, your averis, skosavas, whatever the different cheshbainis, But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels should come to you. That was what was Nigzar on you in Rosh Hashanah. So you don't have the input to change the Hashgacha. So Hashem controls Hashgacha. Simple pshat in Tevis is Havamina. So Hashem runs the world, and Hashem goes ahead and manipulates things. I don't know if manipulates the right word, but he runs things that therefore it comes out the master plan. You can't outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gets his man. He always gets what he wants. You cannot do anything to outsmart Hashem. And this is a basic, simple hashkafa, that even though the world seems to run, al pi derech hateva, but obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smart enough, strong enough, more powerful enough that he can pull the strings, that he can work out whatever he wants. And therefore, the human being has no power to change the Hashgacha Pratis. That was Tavis's Havamina. Tavis's Maskan is no. That a person could be Masik himself. Pashup Shad is that Tavis is saying, is that you forfeit your Hashgacha Pratis when you go in and decide to Masik yourself, right? Pashup Shad and Tavis is, it could be you can. Tavis, even his answer, might agree that you can't give yourself more. Because if Hashgacha Pratis, once you only have 100,000, you can't make 200,000, because that wouldn't be right. But to lose, listen, if you want to make yourself lose, I'm not going to make Hashgacha Pratis to stop you from losing. If you're a Shemegegi and you want to lose, okay. Right. So the simple pshat in Tisus is that the Havamina Maskana is, the Havamina held, that Hashgacha Pratis doesn't override everything, and Hashgacha Pratis doesn't allow you to have any input upon yourself. And Tavis' answer is that Hashgacha Pratis says, listen, if you're not going to, imein ani mi lili, if you don't want to take care, if you're not interested in yourself, so Hashem will back this and listen, I was going to do you a favor if you don't want it. I was going to give you $1,000,000. You don't want it, okay? I'm not going to force it on you. So you want to be masik yourself? Because I was going to give you life. You don't want it, okay? Now there's a still, Hashgacha Pratis still rise supreme, but Hashem's not going to force Hashgacha Pratis on you against your will. When you don't want it, then you don't want what's good for you, okay? You're allowed to turn down the gift that Hashem wants to give you. Hashem wants to give you health and happiness. And you want to go ahead and live a life of danger, and you that's what you prefer. You think you get what you want. Okay, that's what you want. That's what you want. Right? That's, I think, the simple understanding and Parshat Pshat in the Svara behind Tisus. Okay. Comes along Rav Ochanan, and he asks the Kasha. Rav Ochanan asks, and that what's Tavis' problem? Tavis and his Havamina was under the impression, based on our Gemara, that a person cannot hurt himself. Frak Tavis Akasha, in the way we're explaining, because Hashgacha Pratis rules supreme. Frak Tavis Akasha, so why is there a Gemara in Shabbos that says a person shouldn't put himself in a makom sakana? There seems to be another Gemara, you're not supposed to put yourself under you're not supposed to walk under a kosher roy, under a wall that might crumble. Why not? If you can't be masik yourself, so what's wrong with doing that? So, says Rav Ochanan, there's a simple answer. You could say that really you can't hurt yourself, but you're not supposed to do it because it's an aveira. Just like Rav Ochanan says, basic bitachin says, this is our ABC of bitachin, that you can't hurt someone else. And yet, if you go ahead and you take a gun and you shoot someone, you're over in aveira. Or even if you are pashas posheya, if you didn't do it with the theory, maybe you had makshava ra, but even without makshava ra, if you're shia and you go speeding down the highway and you endanger people's lives, you're clearly over in aveira. Hashgacha Pratis says you can't hurt them. Teretz is because you're not allowed to do an action which has the pekayah that al pi derech hateva will hurt them, even though Hashem will use Hashgacha Pratis to protect them that they won't get hurt, but you're not allowed to do an action that has that intrinsic kayach to be mazik somewhat. So just like that's understood, it's a pashut, that's the normal ABCs of bitachin, that you can't hurt someone, but obviously you're not allowed to do a maisa to try and hurt, or to even pshia to hurt. So therefore, you could say the same thing for yourself. Really, the simple mashmos of our Gemara is right. You can't hurt yourself, but it's an aveira to do so. And the truth is, what Rav Elchanan is advocating is the chavis of avos. The chavis of avos seems to say that pshat. So Rav Elchanan's really kasha is, why didn't Taisa say like the chavis of avos? Okay. The mana MS, just for the record, the Rosh Hashiva that Tzal used to always say, obviously there's some kind of machlokes between our typhus and the Chavis of Vavis, especially in the Maskana. The Chavis of Vavis says that you cannot be masik yourself. It's only if it's nigzar min ha-shamayim, you can't even commit suicide, and Hashem gives you the kayach to succeed. You can attempt it, and that's an aveira, but you can't succeed. Our typhus says clearly, Maskana, you could. Rosh Hashiva used to always say that the Messiah is, we pass like the Chavis of Avis. So, in a certain sense, this entire shir is not Nogeya the Halacha. Right? Because we're trying to understand Pshat and Taisus. Why didn't Taisus answer like the Chavis of Avis? That's really Rav Elchanan's Kasha. And Rosh Hashiva said that his Messiah is that we go with the Chavis of Avis, which makes a lot of sense. Chavis of Avis is the Shulchan Aruch for the Midos, so that it's Mistavra, and that's the Messiah, that we paskin in this Inyan like the Chavis of Avos. But so the Maisa of the Rav Elchanan's Kasha is that there's a beautiful Pshah in the Chavis of Avos, which the Chayr is Mukhluch, because we see that by the other people, that you're not allowed to be Mazik, you're not allowed to attempt to put someone else in Pshia, even though you can't hurt him. So why didn't David just say the same, that's shown here, that really you don't have the kayak to mazik yourself, but it's an aveira to put yourself in danger. A very simple answer. So that's Rav Elchanan's shot. Rav Elchanan doesn't, you know, he does not answer. He just says, lulei divrayim. I know he doesn't say it really, it's a kasha, but it's a pliatsum on Taisus, because since the Rav Elchanan's Svara is mukhluch from the fact that you're not allowed to go ahead and be mazik someone else, even though there you can't hurt him. So why? What was Taivis' question? The Maram Shif has a very similar type of answer to Rav Elchanan. Maram Shif says that there's a Gemara that asatem mekatre b'shah sakana, so that therefore it's bad for a person in a sense to be in a shah sakana, because then you have a din. Obviously, we prefer that Hashem is erech apayim and he delays our dinim for later, gives us arichas yamim, gives us an opportunity to do tshuva. But there's a svara that I satem mekatreg b'shah sakana, which means that then when there is a shah sakana, the satan brings the case to court, and therefore the din comes sooner. So he says, the Maram Shif. There's also another simple answer to Taivis's Kasha. Taivis's Kasha is, if you can't hurt yourself, so why is there Gemara and Shabbos say you shouldn't put yourself in a makam sakana? There it says, because and then by putting yourself in a makam sakana, you're causing the din to come sooner, the court case. Enochinami, the final conclusion, whether or not you'll be huzak is determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your putting yourself in makam sakana will not bring it about, but your putting yourself in makam sakana will make the case come to the courts in Shemayim sooner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been done on you, maybe Rosh Hashanah, maybe next Rosh Hashanah, whatever the cheshbainas are. You know, there's such a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marech apayim. People do aveiros, and they don't get punished for many years later. We have such a thing in the Torah, that people do aveiros, and the punishment comes generations later. For sure, 10, 20 years later, because that's erech apayim. Hashem gives the person opportunity to chesed, to do tshuva, whatever. But if you put yourself in a makom sakana, so then the court case in Shemayim comes sooner. So Eilach Inami, our Gemara is correct. Hakol bidei Shemayim. Nothing happens unless it's nigzer min haShemayim. Aye, so why shouldn't you put yourself in a makom sakana? Because by putting yourself in a makom sakana, you are causing the court case to come faster. Okay. So again, so what the conclusion is, I assume people, this is, you know, this was the Maamar Mekaymis, that the basic two, the kasha of the shiur is, there are two potential simple answers for Taifas's kasha. Taifas Ha'amina was, and it's mukhlof from our Gemara, that you can't be masik yourself. Taifas had to be mechadesh in his chiddush, teretz of chiddush, that you could be mazik yourself. The question is, why did Taifas have to be mechadesh of chiddush? That you could be mazik yourself, let Taifas stick with his Ha'amina, that you can't be mazik yourself. Aye, what's shot in the Gemara in Shabbos that says you shouldn't put yourself in a makom sakana? So two possible explanations. Either because it's an aveira, even though you're not actually doing anything, but it's an aveira to put yourself in sakana. Or second answer is that you're causing the satan in mekatreg sooner. So that's the question of this year. Okay, so to go step by step. Superficially, at least in Svara, I don't want to say it's a simple answer because it doesn't work out, but let's just work out the cheshbon. Superficially, there would seem to be a simple answer that you could say that Taifas held in Svara that it's not logical to say like the Chayis of Havas, and it's not logical to say like the Meram Shif. Why? Because the Chovis of us saying that when you're putting yourself in a sakana, you're doing an aveira. The Ram Shif is saying when you're putting yourself in sakana, you're causing the satan mekatre b'makom sakana, you're causing the din to be sooner. But Taifas can say, but wait a second, but if our Gemara is saying that you can't do anything, so you're putting to yourself in a makom sakana is meaningless, so why should it be an aveira? And why should it cause the din sooner? It makes sense. If I did something, okay, then it's an aveira. If I really put myself in a makom sakana and there's a potential that by putting myself in my makom sakana, I'm going to become huzak, so then it makes sense. Let's say it would be a 50% chance that by putting yourself in a makom sakana, there's now the odds that you're going to become damaged was increased 50%. Okay? So then Rav Ochanan makes sense. It's an aveira. How can you go ahead and increase the probability that you might get damaged? It's a mitzvah. Shamartim es nafsho seichem. You're supposed to take care of your health. The Rav Shif makes sense. Since there's now a 50% chance that you might get damaged, so the satan comes and says, look, we have to have a court case. We have to determine what should happen. Should this guy get damaged or shouldn't he get damaged? But if our Gemara says that putting yourself in sakana is totally irrelevant, lo maina v'lo moirin, so why should it be an aveira? I didn't do anything. What's the aveira? Is there an aveira to buy ice cream? Is there an aveira to, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm doing something which is practically in Metzias meaningless. Based on our Gemara, that was Taifas's Havamina, putting yourself in Sakana in physical Metzias does absolutely nothing. So why should it be an Aveira? Why should it cause a court case sooner? Nothing happens. Why should it be a court case sooner if there's nothing to judge? Bishlama, if there's a potential of getting huzik, there's probabilities that got increased, so that's an aveira. And then you need a court case. Oh, makes sense. Because you know now we have to determine. But if this action is totally meaningless, has lo maida velo mairin, so you can hear in Svara, it shouldn't be an aveira. Now the chayvah of Vavis, okay, disagrees. Chayvah of Vavis says that even though seemingly, maybe at the end we'll work it out better, but seemingly Chayvah of Vavis disagrees. He says even though it's a meaningless action, It's an Aveira. But you can hear that Tosfos and Svara held that that's not Mistavra. It's not Mistavra to say like the Chavis of Avis. Why should there be an Aveira? There's an Aveira. Why should there be an Aveira, Shemart Misnaf Shasechim, if I'm not doing anything? I'm not endangering my life. I know I'm about Bitachin, and I read the Chumash, and it says in the Gemara in Ksuvis, that put it that I call bidei shemayim chutz misina pachim. That means that if I drive 90 miles an hour, that I'm not increasing my odds an iota that I might get into a car accident. It's pashib shan the gemara. That was Tzivos is half a minute. So why shouldn't I drive 90 miles an hour? Why not? It's an aveira. Why is it an aveira? Take care of your health. I'm not hurting my health because there's no chance that I'm going to get more huzik than if I drove 60 miles an hour. Because either way, it depends on Hashgacha. So, Parshas Shat, you could hear a very simple answer that Tzivos and Svara disagrees with the Maram Shif. He disagrees with the Chavis of Avos. He disagrees with Rav Ochanan. And that's why he didn't give those answers. Because he held in Svara, if you're not doing anything, then why should it be an Aveira? Why should it cause a Satan and a Katra? The reason why Pashas is not a good answer is because the Gufa, Rav Ochanan has a raya. Rav Ochanan has a raya that he's right, that the Chavis of Avos is right, and he brings a raya from being misaking someone else. We know that a basic Bitachin says you can't go ahead and hurt someone else, and yet you're over in Aveira. And Pashtas, the Rav Ochanan is in my case, when you do it with Kavana, even if without Kavana, it's also an Aveira. Maybe Kavana, you'll say, Machshavarom is Darf Nemaisa, but even, you know, obviously if I recklessly try and be hurt my friend, you know, I recklessly, you know, I'm not without Kavana. You know, I go driving 90 miles an hour in a place where there are pedestrians. It's an aveira. Tzivos is not going to. Tzivos is going to say at the end that it's mutter to do that. Halacha lemaisa. Tzivos is going to say there's nothing wrong with driving 90 miles an hour when there are pedestrians around. Not mistavra. No, if you're not allowed to go ahead and we know. So there, basic Bitachin, we know, says you can't be mazik the other person. So you're not doing anything, and yet you see it's an Aveira. So you see, and we also see in that case that the Satan Mikatre B'Makom Sakana, when some a gangster comes and starts to mug you, he can't hurt you, and yet the Satan's Mikatre B'Makom Sakana. So we see, L'Chaira, clearly that our Svara is wrong. Because we see that even though you're not doing anything, because you're not, when you do it to someone else, you're not doing anything. Still, there is an Aveira, and still we have a Satan Mikatrek. So what was Tzivos Kasha? Since he had, it's Mukhruch, Rav Ochanan is right. It's Mukhruch, the Maram Shif is right. When you go ahead and you are Poshea Dimazik someone else, because so then why didn't he say that Svara even in? And when you're mazik yourself. Okay, that's the question. So, again, just to go through the question, so there is a simple answer that one could say, theoretically, is that those people have a little bikias, that there is a piece from Rav Zundel, Salant, that he brings, that there is some kind of daya, that says that really that you could be mazik someone else. What's the logic that you could be mazik somebody else? Obviously, it doesn't mean all the time, but it means sometimes because there is a svara of a baal bechira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give people bechira chavshes, and therefore, in order to give you the murderer the bechira chavshes, so Hashem allows that sometimes to override what would be the normal Hashgacha practice. When I showed this once to Rashiva, Rashiva's reaction was that you see, I said this last year, you see strange things in Sfarim sometimes. Because he says this is completely against everything they say in Bitochen. And all the Sfarim say not like this. But the Maisa, apparently there is such a Shita. Pasha said, see Orachayim in this last week's Parsha. He seems that's where the Mekor of that Shita seems to be. And the Pasuk, Vayishma Ruvein Vatsileya Miyadam, is an Orachayim there. He seems to say that Shita. The Rambam is very unclear. He quotes it different, calls it Rambam, he says, but okay, maybe the Rambam. But the Orachayim seems to say it clearly. People say it's in the Zohar, the footnotes, but it's very, there's a tremendous amount of Torah, if you look up in the Sfarim on it, but it's a very unusual Toichek Shita. But the Maisa, the Shita, does exist. So you'll say, a Pashan answer, and some people thought of this, that we'll say that Tosfos holds like this Orach Chaim. After all, if it's good enough for Orach Chaim, and he says maybe, he quotes it, maybe the Rambam even holds that way, that's written in the brackets. Gamma Rambam Isekein, we don't know who's stuck in these brackets. So you say the Orach Chaim and maybe the Rambam hold that there's a special koyach of a Baal Bechira, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a Baal Bechira his choice, therefore he allows the Baal Bechira sometimes, obviously not all the time, but sometimes to override what should be Hashkacha Pratis for your friend. So therefore, now it's very good. We'll say, that we'll give our answer, that Tosfos holds in Svara that if you're not doing anything, there's no Aveira. If you're not doing anything, there's no reason for something Mekatre. Tosfos's Havamina was that based on our Gemara, when you put yourself in Sakana, you're not doing anything. Therefore, your Tosfos doesn't understand. Why can't you put yourself in Sakana? Enochinami, Tosfos and his Havamina would have thought you could also put your friend in Sakana. It's just that's Mistara, because your friend is not doing it yourself. Tosfos, and Tosfos' answer is that you can mazik yourself. And Tosfos also will hold like this, Orach Chaim / Rambam maybe, that you can mazik your friend. And therefore, it makes sense that there is an Aveira in putting yourself and your friend in Sakana, and it does cause Satan Mekatrik. But the Rav Ochanan Svara, that there's an Aveira to do it, even if not going to affect you, that Tosfos and Svara holds is illogical. So Tosfos is very good. Tosfos and his Havamina, I said it clearly again, the same basic structure. Tosfos disagrees with Rav Ochanan and the Achayus of Avos and the Ramchev. Tosfos holds one basic Svara, that if logically your actions has no effect, then it's not Mistavra, it's an Aveira. And it's not Mistavra, it's going to bring about something Mekatreg. Therefore, Tosfos and his Havamina held that your actions have no effect, so it's not going to do anything. Tosfos' answer is Mechalesh, it does have an effect. We ask the Kasha, so then why can't you do it to your friend? Tosfos said, because your friend also has an effect. That's a simple answer. Pashas, that's, we don't want to say that for many reasons. One reason is, obviously, we said that Diet Sarbashaitis, you know, this is a very unusual pshita in Bitochen, basic Hashkacha and Bitochen of 99.9% of the shitas that we know of is that you cannot affect your friend. What about Bechira Chavshis? So I believe there's a Duvna Magid somewhere that says that if you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't work out Hashkacha Pratis and Bechira Chavshis at the same time, then you're totally underestimating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can work it out that he can give everybody Bechira Chavshis, and at the same time he can give everyone exactly what's coming to them. And that's part of the brilliance and the kaychas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no stira, there's no problem. It's not like Hashem, there's a stira, something has to give. Nothing has to give, Hashem will work it out. So we would prefer that Tosfos should go with the normal shita, especially because Tosfos says vadai. It's one thing if Tosfos went to said vadai, but if Tosfos says vadai, Taivit says, Vadai, Vadai, Biyadar Hamis Atzmo. So to say that Taivit means that you can be mazik yourself and someone else is very daichik. I mean, the main reason it's very daichik, I left it out. I jumped, really. The main reason it's very daichik is because this is Lashon, is biyado lahamis atzmo. He says atzmo. Taivis, the word atzmo is a miyat. Taivis doesn't say vadai biyado lahamis, period. Taivis says vadai biyado lahamis atzmo. So the language of Taivis is mashma, that Taivis and his hamina held you can't be mazik at all. Taivis answers, yoko lahamis atzmo. And if you look in the Taifas Shans, he says it about four times, the word atzmo, atzmo, atzmo. It's very much mashma in the Lashon of Taifas that it's only atzmo. Taifas also, as I said, because Taifas says vadai, and it's very hard to say, in order to say this pshat, you have to say the word atzmo is lav davka, which itself is very daichik. And then it's also, and in Taivis means Vadai biyadu lahamis atzmo v'hu adin other people. And it would also be very daichik for Taivis to say that's a Vadai when that goes against basically everybody's yisayid of bitachin. Mechara Taivis knows that everyone else in the world learns bitachin, that you get what's coming to you. So you can say Vadai against bitachin. So we don't want to say this pshat. Okay. So just to summarize, basically, the mashmos of Taisus very strongly is that Taivis agrees that you can only, even Taivis's answer, that the movement in Taivis is that Taivis and his Havamina thought in light of the Gemara in our Gemara in Suvis, you cannot be mazik yourself. Taivis is mechadish in his Teretz, you could be mazik yourself. Poshib Shad is mashma, that even in Taifas' Teretz, he agrees that you can't be mazik someone else. So therefore the question is, why does Taifas have to be Mechadish's answer? That you could be mazik yourself, just like Taifas in his answer agrees you can't be mazik someone else. And yet he agrees it's an Aveira to attempt to mazik someone, because like Rav Ochanan says, you're not allowed to do a maisa to put someone in danger. So therefore, he could have said the same thing. Whatever he's saying about someone else, he should have said about himself. That's the question. Right? In other words, again, say it again. Taivis and his Hamina thought you can't be mazik yourself. Taivis answers you could be mazik yourself, but he agrees you can't be mazik someone else. So why did Taivis have to mechash you could be mazik yourself? In order to explain the Gemara in Shabbos, since anyway, Taifas, even in his answer, agrees you can't be mazik someone else. And yet, it says clearly, it's known that it's an aveira to try and be mazik someone else. So let Taifas say, just like it's an aveira to try and be mazik someone else, even though it's not doing anything. So say the same thing, it's an aveira to mazik yourself, even though you're not doing anything. Okay, that's the question. So basically, to answer the question, I don't not necessarily need it, but it's nicer. We found this Kisvei Ramban. Very interesting Kisvei Ramban. If you didn't read it, it's not so necessary, but it just sets it up very nicely. The Ramban brings it seems like a Rambam that says that the world runs al pi derech hateva, that there's a force of teva. Seems to be pshat on the Rambam. And again, the Rambam's getting attacked. The Ramban gets very stark against him. I don't know, it's a very strange, if you read it clearly, the Ramban says a Lashon that, where is this Lashon? The first line in the second paragraph, She'ein adam chedek b'tayras Moshe Rabbeinu ad sheyamin. Person doesn't have chedek in the Torah unless he believes with this, which he seems to say the Rambam doesn't agree. So that's a little bit strange, you know. line. Like, if you don't accept this, you're in a total apikairis. Oh, and then the end, and by the way, the Rambam doesn't agree with me. So I don't exactly know, you know, how he could write that, but okay. Anyway, he basically writes that's at least by Klal Yisrael, and it's probably a machlokes whether we say it by the Goyim, and according to the Mekubalim, you even say it by the behemoths and even by the leaves. But he basically said that there's no such thing as teva. Teva does not work. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is decided because of what Hashem decides, Hashkacha brought this, teva does not enter into the cheshbon whatsoever. It's not because, says the Ramban, again, it's not because something happened. Why did this happen? Well, because that was a natural flow of nature. Ramban says, no, nothing ever happens because it's a flow of nature. Because Baruch Hu, Hashkacha brought this means that things happen because Hashem wants it to happen. Not because, well, there was just, you know, it had to be because it was a flow of nature. No. Every single thing. The Ramban says, there is nothing in the world that doesn't happen except because Hashem decided this is the way he wants it. That's the Rambam. So again, the Rambam supposedly, we didn't see the Rambam inside, supposedly he seems to say there are some things that happen because there's a flow of nature. And he says that's like taken into consideration. Because Baruch Hu might decide to let something happen because it's the flow of nature that way, even if it's Hashkacha Pratis, but that might be one of the factors that goes into the calculations. Well, we should let it happen because I don't want to make Nisim, and this is a natural flow, so let it happen. And the Ramban says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able, again, like we said before, for the Dovda Magid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smart enough, he can work out without having, even though he wants to do Nisim Nister, Shem can work out anything he wants with a nice Nister, he can pull the strings, and therefore the fact that there's a flow of nature is not a motivation, it's not a cause, it's meaningless. It's not that Hashem said, well, really, you know, the guy is an average guy, okay, you know, it's not, yeah, then the nature's going this way, just leave it. No. That's an irrelevancy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has total control over nature, can do whatever he wants with nature, and it's not irrelevant at all. Okay. I'd just like to analyze the Ramban a little more. And I'm not really clear on the Ramban. Is the Ramban saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramban saying that he agrees to the Rambam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a force of nature? It's just that practically speaking, it's an irrelevancy because Hashem will always override it because of Hashkacha Pratis. Or what I suspect the Ramban is saying is that there's not even a force of nature. Nature is just an optical illusion that Hashem creates in order that we shouldn't realize to make him the shyness for people, that we shouldn't see the Yad Hashem begodic, because otherwise he would not be Bechira Chavshis. In reality, there's no such thing as nature. The fact that I turn, you know, that I, you know, that whatever, that I turn on a light switch, it's not a cause, Alpiderech HaTeva, the light should go on. The light goes on because Hashem decided the light should go on. Hashem made it that turning on a light switch, he made it that it looks that way so that people will be fooled that there's a force of nature, so they won't see the clear Hashkacha Pratis. But in reality, there's no such thing as a force of nature. I definitely saw someone who said this. There's a sefer from Rav Charlap. He says that there can't be a force of nature. He proves it. You know, you can argue with the proof, but he says that according to the famous Rav Chaim Volozhin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechash b'chol yom tam in ma'aseh b'reishis, that the world has no kiyum. It's not like once Hashem created the world and now it sticks around, but Hashem has to recreate the world every second. So he said, if Hashem has to recreate it, so what does last second have to do with this second? So there can't be any Well, because it would happen a second ago, it has to be this way. Hashem's creating it from scratch. He's recreating the world every second. So there's no natural force that yesterday should affect today. The light switch, I turned the light switch, that should make the light go on a second later. A second, there's no connection because it's a brand new world. Hashem's recreating the world. So why should there be any connection? Enamai, it looks to us, that's because Hashem, that's part of Hashem's plan. He works out the Hashgacha Pratis in a way that we see the Teva, so there should be Nisyanus. Anyways, so if we say like, so now I have a basic Hakira. What is the logic between the movement? Again, that's what we said. The goal of the Shir is, or the structure of the Shir. Not the goal of the Shir is to answer the Maran Shif and the Rav Elchanan's Kasha. But the structure of the Shir is to understand the Svara. What is the movement between Toivis Havamina and Maskana? Why in Svara did Toivis Hechroch is because of the Lashon of the Gemara. But how did Toivis in Svara understand and in Havamina that you cannot affect yourself? You can't be Masik yourself? And in his Maskana, he felt you could be Masik yourself. So there's two ways, and we're saying only yourself, but not someone else. So the Chara, two ways you could say it. Probably the easiest way, the way we said it before we saw the Ramban, is that Tavis agrees that there's a force of nature, or like the Rambam, or whatever. That's like the, before you see the Ramban, that's what you assume is the Pashtus. Hashem created a force of nature. The Maisa, Tavis and the Havamina held that Hashgacha Pratis overrides the force of nature. Tavis and the Maskana is Mechadesh that Hashgacha Pratis, the Gabi yourself, doesn't override the force of nature because Hashem says, listen, if this is what you want, so Koa Kavod, you get what you want. If this is what you're, I'll let you take care of yourself, at least for bad. But when it comes to affecting someone else, obviously you can't override his Hashgacha Pratis. So therefore, Tavis is saying in his Terence that I can override my own Hashgacha Pratis, but I can't override his Hashgacha Pratis. Then we have Rav Elchanan's Kasha, the Rav's Kasha, but just like you can't override his Hashgacha Pratis and yet there's an Avera to do it, so say, why did Tavis have to be Mechasha? You can override your own Hashgacha Pratis. Say you can't override your own Hashgacha Pratis and there's Avera, put yourself in Sakon. But we could say a different shot. We could say that Tosis always knew that you can override your own Hashgacha Pratis. It's a Svara Pshuta. That in your own Hashgacha Pratis you can override, you can't override your friend's Hashgacha Pratis. Tosis knew that in his Havamina. Tavis Havamina was that you're not doing anything. Why should it override Hashgacha Pratis? I'm not doing anything. It says in our Gemara, and as he held like the Ramban, there is no force of nature. If there's no force of nature, I'm not doing anything by putting myself in Sakana. So I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. Why should I go ahead and cause any result? The tried to say in the beginning, Tavis Havamina is that if I do a meaningless action, so it shouldn't have any effect. So you say, well, you're overriding your Hashgacha. I'm not overriding because it's a meaningless action. Tavis' answer is Mechadesh. It's not a meaningless action. In other words, we could say that the movement between the Havamina and Maskana is one switch. Tavis and his Havamina held something like the Ramban, that there is no such thing as nature in the world. And therefore, putting yourself in a makom sakon, everything is to happen only because Hashem decides it to happen. So therefore, putting yourself in a makom sakana, putting your friend in a makom sakana, is a totally meaningless action. It is irrelevant and material because Nothing, shooting a gun doesn't mean anything, because there's no, just because a gun was shot is no reason why the person should be killed. There's no such thing as a force of nature in the world. Nature is just an optical illusion that Shekosh Baruch Hu created, but it's not real. If it's not real, so I'm not doing anything. Therefore, Tavis and his Hamina held, like we said in the beginning. Here, it's much easier to hear this in Svara, not like the Chavis of Avis. If it's an optical illusion, I'm not doing anything, then why should it be an Aveira? I'm a Baal Bitachin, and I know the truth that shooting the gun don't do nothing. So why should it be a Tain on me? I go ahead and I'm Poshea, but I'm Poshea because I'm a Baal Bitachin, and I know that this is really a meaningless action, because really Hashem runs the world, and if I'm gonna get hurt in the car accident, because Hashem wants me to get hurt. So speeding 90 miles down the highway is totally meaningless. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't create any force. So why should it be an Aveira? Why should it cause something Mekatre? Tovis is Mechadish, that no. And it is a force, that there is a koyach ateva in the world. Okay. Very often Hashem overrides it, but there's a force. There's a force in the world called koyach ateva. Sometimes Hashem overrides it, sometimes he doesn't. When it comes to your friend, Hashem will always override it. When I shoot a gun at my friend, Hashem will always override it, because I have no control whether my friend gets killed. Hashem over, when it comes to my friend, when I try and be mazik my friend, Hashem always overrides it. When it comes to myself, there's a svara, that's a split which Javis is making between himself and other people, if you're in the Parshat Shad and Taisis, then when it comes to yourself, it isn't Hashem needs you, and you want to hurt yourself, because someday, why should I override it? But the point of Chiddush, the question is, what is Taivis Mechadish in his answer? They didn't know in his Havamina. So he said, Taivis always knew, I would like to claim, Taivis always knew this Svara, that there's a difference between himself and his friend, that himself, we don't override nature, because if this is what you want, or is what you're doing, why should Hashem override it? Well, by your friend, of course we have to override it, because we need Hashkacha Pratis. We can't let someone else affect someone. That's not fair. It's not coming to him. Why should he get hurt? That was Pasha to Taisis. Taisis always knew that you yourself could override your own nature. But Taisis held in Sara that it's only going to override if I'm doing something. But I'm not doing anything. Because I'm going at him. Because since Taisis and his army, and I don't like the Ramban, that there's no such thing as nature in the world. So if a guy's a Baal Bitachin, and he without a Baal Bitachin, but especially if he's a Baal Bitachin, he knows the truth, he's not doing it. Just because people think I'm doing something, but I know the truth, I'm not doing anything. So why should it go ahead and have any hashpa? So it comes out, so it's very good. Taisis, in his Havamina, couldn't say like the Rav Elchanan and the Ramshif. Because since Taisis in his Havamina held that nature is nothing, so you're not doing anything. So Taisis held in Svara, you're not doing anything, why should it be an Aveira? It's a meaningless action. Because it's an optical illusion, there's an Aveira. Why should it be an Aveira? I'm a Pikeach. I know it's only an optical illusion. I'm a Talmud Chacham. So because the some people have an optical illusion and they think there's a law of nature, I should be over in Aveira. Why should that be? And there's surely no reason why the Satan Shri Mikatri B'Mokam Sakana, if in reality there's nothing happening. Why in Shemayim? In Shemayim the Satan should be Mikatri. There's nothing here. There's no Teva. You say like this, Rav Chalap, every second's a new world. So the fact that there's a gun was shot and a second later that disintegrates. Before the bullet reaches the guy, the whole world is destroyed and has to be recreated. So there's no, the gun is not there anymore. So why should a Satan be Mekatrek? Nothing happened. It's just anytime Hashem is to recreate the world, we have to decide. Why should there be? Why does it do anything? So if there's a Okay. So therefore, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Taifis doesn't. It doesn't make in Svara. Taifis could have asked. So it's just like Taifis could have asked. You know why? Maybe when you have kavana, okay, then there's an avera machshava ra. Maybe Taifis in his habina doesn't ask why can't you maliciously try and be mechaving to kill someone? Because if you are not a baumaimin and you have kavana ra, okay, so then it is an avera. But if Tavis' kasha is, why should it be an avera b'shoigeg when you're not mechaven? And fakir, you could be a baumaimin and you could know that it's a meaningless action. Why did the Gemara in Shabbos say that you should be put yourself in a makam sakana? There you're not doing it b'kavana. You could be talking about a person who's the biggest baumaimin and he knows that it's a meaningless action. I'm not sure you need that, but definitely makes it even stronger. And therefore, Taivis Ha'amina was. Why should that be any taina? And Enochinami, according to Taivis, is Ha'amina. Just like I can put myself in a makam sakana, I can put my friend in a makam sakana because I'm not doing anything to you either. Taivis is Teretz, is Mechadesh, that there is a force of nature. Because Baruch Hu did create it. Edamai Hashkoncha Pratis overrides the force of nature. But there is a certain kayach of nature in the world. Oh, if there's a certain kayach of nature in the world, then it makes sense that you can be masik yourself because you're creating something. You're creating a force of nature. And a mai hashkocha prata should override it. It's a davar pashut. It's not going to override it. Mein ani mi lili. If you don't care about yourself, Hashem's not going to override it. For your friend, Hashem will override it. For you, he's not going to override it. Mimeda, now it's very good. So now I understand that you're not allowed to put your friend in a makam sakana because you're doing something. You're putting him in a, you're created a natural force of nature. So therefore, you know, it's an avera. Then it makes sense that there's a ksata mikatri in makam sakana. So in other words, what we're saying is that the main point that Tavis was mechanish in his answer was one chiddush, that there's a force of nature. Theoretically, Taivis could have held that there's a force of nature and you still can't be masik yourself because it's overrided and it would have also been fine. But Taivis and Svara hold that that's not true. We say Taivis always knew that you're not going to say overriding when it comes to himself. So now just to stay over, so it comes out like this. So what's the machlokes Taivis and the chavis above us? Either that Taivis and his Havamina did not want to say like the Taivis of Avis, because Taivis and his Havamina held that nature is no force. Since nature is no force, it's not Mistavra to say that it's an Avera, because what did I do? And it's also not Mistavra to say something Mikatri B'makam Sakana, because there's no Sakana. Taivis and his Maskana is Mechanesh, there is a force in nature. The Taivis of Avis who disagrees, either he always held like Taivis and Maskana that there's such a thing as a force of nature. So that's in Gufa, so that would be probably the easiest way of saying it. Or you can say that the Chayavavis holds, even without a force of nature, that there's an Avera, and that would be a Machlokes and Shiko Adas, between Taivis and the Chayavavis, whichever way you prefer. But in these Taivis, we have a valuable pshat. Taivis and his Hamina held that there's no nature is nothing, therefore you're not doing anything. Mimeda is not Mistavra. Taivis and Svara held. It's not logical to say like the Chayes of Avis, like Rav Chanan, or like the Meram Shif. Taivis and his answer is Mechadish one Chiddush, that there is such a thing as a force of nature. Once there's a force of nature, it's Mistavra to say like the like everybody. And therefore, you can explain why you're not out to be poshe on someone else's cheshbon. It also says, I'll be smarter. This is that you can be, it follows automatically that you can be masik yourself because if there's a force of nature, and obviously Hashem's Edomites have to be override Bashkocha Pratis, to hit Tavis was a Dover Pashid, that Hashem doesn't override it when you're, because if you don't care about yourself.